We're up to the Samach Dalam Aleph, still in the Sechti Yevamos. We reached the halfway point, and we're going over it. Zog the Mishnah, Nosa Isha, you married a woman, we're just talking now about the Mitzvah Purvu, you married a woman, Vesha, Imo Esashonim, you live with her for 10 years, Mishnah. The law, Yolda, didn't have any kids. Eino Rashoye Levatl, you're not allowed to stay without Purvu, you're going to have to go ahead and marry another woman or divorce her in order, Rashi, Eino Shalavatl, El Oye Geshana, or divorce her, or Yisachelis Imo, or marry another woman with her. Because you're Mitzvah Purvu, Girsha, you divorced her. So the question is she allowed to remarry because she didn't have any children? Mutedes, Linoshi, like a marriage, because how do you know whose fault it is? I know if it's his fault or her fault. So she's allowed to marry again. So Rashi, Evil Amrin, we don't say Akkori, that she's an Akkori, the Shema. Rishal, Zochali, maybe she's not Akkori. Maybe he is, or maybe for whatever reason, the two of them were not a pair, but someone else could. Then the Mishnah continues, the Rasha, Yashen Lishas, Ima Yuchonim, and the second person that don't have kids, still they can stay another 10 years. You don't say after a year, oh look, she's still having the kids that I, it's her. She can remain married a second time, also 10 years. Bim Hippilam, and if she miscarried, so she did have, showed that she could be fertile, then Moine Mishar Shippilam, you count 10 years from when she miscarried. So the Gemara tell about Mingaledin. Nasa Isha, you married a woman, Visha Imo Esashani, you remained with her for 10 years, Veloi Yolda, and you didn't give birth, Yaitzi, you should divorce her. The Yitin Ksuba. Machlaik is Mark Ksuba, where the Yaitzi means you divorce her against the will of the chassan, or it's a mitzvah on the husband to divorce her, but we're not going to force him at all. And then we give a Ksuba. Sometimes Yaitzi means forcing when the husband did something wrong to her or didn't live the correct way, then Yaitzi means you force. But over here, there's nothing they did wrong. It turned out to be that, you know, that she can't be a child. So therefore they say Yaitzi doesn't mean kfir. But you think, so you give a ksuba. Why? Shema lezachili bonus mimena. Maybe for whatever reason, the two of them can't bear a child. But they try again. The Ava Bisha Ein Ra'il is always Eichel Dover. Even we have no necessarily proof, but we do have some kind of hint. It says Mekates Eser Shanim L'Sheves Avram Be'etz Kanan. 10 years after Avram sat in the land of Canaan, that's when he married Hagar. The Lam Now L'Chayde, he was married for many more years than 10 years without having children. Lam Doch Shein Yeshivas Chutz La'aretz Oylem in a Minyan. The years that he sat Chutz La'aretz does not count. Now, why doesn't it count? Because he shouldn't have lived in Chutz La'aretz. So he did something wrong. So the Fahila now that if we can subscribe that the reason why you're not having children is because of a sin you did, then we do not force you anymore to separate. Therefore, if one of them was sick, and that's why we have a good reason why they couldn't have children. They're both in jail. Those years that she was sick or he's sick are not counted as the 10 years. I'd be more. Now this is interesting, Rashi. There are three opinions how to learn this Gemara. Ein yeshivas chutz la'aretz. What do you call it? Is in the Cheshbon. Three opinions. One opinion is that's only the Ramban is only Avraham Avinu. Doesn't apply to anybody else. There's nothing wrong living chutz la'aretz. Nothing wrong living in Eretz Yisrael. Nothing my living in Eretz Yisrael. But Avraham Avinu had to be in Eretz Yisrael. And when he went to chutz living in Padan Aram, he didn't do his the Abraham lech lechom and she got letters Hashereka. That means he Abraham clearly go to Yisrael. The time that he procrastinated in Israel was considered a sin for Avraham Avinu, and therefore he was punished that he can't have children. And that's why we say leficha cholahu echolahi. You know, we can say there's a reason why they don't have children. That's what it is. Nothing to do with anybody else. That's.
You mean
the procrastination
till
the Abish told him? Well,
the
Abish told him to go straight away.
What?
He didn't end up straight away. No, it's a longer man here. He says that he was that there was an oven specifically for Avraham. The Ritva. That's how actually many Rishonim learn. Most Rishonim, most. Others say, no, push it. Living in Chutz La'aretz is a sin for anybody. Nothing to do with Avraham Avinu. Every single person living in Chutz La'aretz is considered a sin. And you have to be in Israel. And therefore, if you don't have children in Chutz La'aretz, that's why you don't have children. The oven of living in Chutz La'aretz. Third opinion is, there's nothing wrong with Chutz La'aretz. But there's a mile in living in Israel. And since you didn't have the schus of living in Israel, maybe if you had the schus of living in Israel, you would have had children. So therefore, we don't count the 10 years. If you didn't move to Eretz Yisrael, then you're chutz la'aretz 10 years, you have to divorce her. But if you're chutz la'aretz, and then you went to Eretz Yisrael, so you say, let's give him another chance, because now you have that chutz. So not the negative of chutzlaret, it's the positive. So these are three opinions. In halacha, we say clearly that if you're in chutzlaret, this halacha makes no difference because we paskin like the Rishonim who say it's only Avraham Avinu that his chutzlaret. But it's not clear from Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says miket eseshani, which opinion he follows. Says Rashi, boal hagar, he had relation with hagar. V'haidloi nosel abahano shanoi kamoi, that he didn't marry earlier. Atchel loy boal leed kanam before he entered Israel. Shal yeshani merubet padron many in padron. L'lam noch she'ein yeshivas chutzlaret oylei dilma b'shem oven chutzlaret heimakurim. Not clear from Rashi, Omchalos Havram, or Bechlal, anyone living in Chutzlaret, it's considered a sin. Not clear from this Rashi. If you learn, if you learn the Algemein, If it's not just his mitzvah, just Algemein, exactly. Why? By Mila, he's an Easter of Chabol. You're not allowed to do it any other way. All the mitzvahs he did, you didn't wait. That's the other Rishonim. That's what you just said. That's the Ramban. Therefore, don't do it to anybody else. I'm saying other three opinions. For him, he's the only one Gedech on the Vedas. That's the three opinions. I'm saying Rashi is not clear. Is it Dafke Avram who had a sin, or would be applying to everybody? So it's not clear. Next, Rashi. If we describe any other reason as to why she cannot have conceived, learn from Yitzchak. There was 20 years. The Chassid says, "Vayhi Yitzchak ben Arba'im." Shani was 40 years old. Bekachta Yisivka when he took Rivka. When did they start davening? See, by Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana beledas Eisam. So the Chayiv Mila is being a day that you're allowed to live together for 20 years before you have to worry about having children, because otherwise, 50 years old, you're either divorced her or had children. Amalei said Yitzchak Akur Haya. There's different. It's Yitzchak. Rivka doesn't have a mitzvah to leave after 10 years because women don't have a mitzvah puravu, except Kodem Shur Mekarcha. Otherwise, women don't have a mitzvah puravu. So she has no mitzvah to leave after 10 years. And she can't force him a divorce. Only he. But he knew that he was an Akkar. And because he knew that, in truth, my Rivka was also Akkar. But he knew that he was an Akkar. Therefore, what's the point of divorcing her? Oh, look at the bottom tesis. Remember we looked at Taisus a few days ago where Taisus brought two midrashim, whether she was 3 years old or 14 or 12. 12 is what we had in the Gemara. Look at Taisus, leave Yitzchak. I don't understand. Yitzchak nami loy shah yaisim meyud. He only waited 10 years. Lefima shepidish Rashi, like the way Rashi learned, shalahoyse Rivka ella basgimel. Rivka was only 3 years old, kishenasa. Ba'ad shahoyse bas yibes. I said, Rulaylin. The first 10 years don't count. We just said before that if you can give another reason, alternative reason, why he didn't have kids, like she was sick or she was too young, it doesn't count. Then they don't, so it's only 10 years. So take two answers. Answer one. Vishloime de medroshim chalukin kibrashi lil. That the medroshim, one medrash said that she was 3 years old, one medrash said that she was 14, and the gemara said that she was 12. Number one. Number two, another answer. We know that Shloim HaMelech's mother, Basheva, was 6 years old when she gave birth to Shloim HaMelech, and she already had a kid before and miscarried. So she already had kids. She already gave birth at 5 years old, which means she became pregnant at 4 years old. This is because in today's times, it's 12 years old. In those days, 3 years old already, they could fall pregnant.
This is only the
Gabi,
the women that
he said. Boy 9 years old, but the women 3.
And yet,
they were much older. Well, you know that this week, last week in Australia, there's a 9-year-old girl that went to get married. Because somebody was, Shul yesterday was making fun of this 3 years old thing, so I was telling him. You know, today you have 9-year-old kids getting married in the Middle East, and it's perfectly normal there. So imagine 2000 years ago, the whole world was normal. Because you're always looking through the prism of today. You look at the way it was then. Now, there's big machlek is a shayinim here. The big machlek is a shayinim, when we say that kaifin after 10 years, Are you allowed to marry, you marry a second wife, you're divorced, chayim ben negation, does that limit you in this case? In other words, here's the mokka mitzvah. Why do you, and the same question really by Yibam as well. Does chayim ben negation apply in a case where you have a mitzvah of Yibum, according to those that do Yibum rather than Chalitza, can you marry a second wife or not? So the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yehuda said that he heard or he saw, ben negation clearly wrote that it only applies to where there's no mitzvah. But where, for example, 10 years, Mefedesh, Rabbi Negation did not make an issa there. You're allowed to marry a second wife, and so on and so forth. He saw, I can't remember what if he saw it, didn't see it. Lepoil, most of the Shoenim disagree, and they don't believe what he says either. And inshallah, they bring both opinions, and Allah is that we don't allow a second wife, even in this case here. Yeah. You remember from 8 years ago, Mr. Kosher?
No, I've got it here.
Oh, yeah.
He lost the daughter because he had a whole lot of sons. He lost the son, and there was an issue of the Yibamah. The question is, who should take the Yibamah because one of them was already married? And the whole Shakun Tali, the Chayim Asad, the Chayim answered the issue.
They didn't do Chalitza then, what do you mean?
Yeah, but no, because could you do Chalitza? Because can you do Chalitza only when you were the one who was the Roy for Yibam or something? But see, if one of them is already married.
Because Chayim Reyeshim.
Is it a separate mitzvah?
Is it linked one to the other? Otherwise, if you don't have this ability to do it because you can't do the Yibam,
There's another machleket. Interesting. Okay. There's another machleket showing me. What happens if you had kids but then they passed away? Or what happens? You only had a boy. Remember the mitzvah for the vuz to have a boy and a girl. You had a boy, or you had 2 boys, 10 boys, but no girls. Does this din apply that you have to divorce her to you to mekayim mitzvah for the vuz? What do we have to do here? Mekayim for the vuz or the mekayim having a kid?
Can I give you an answer? Is the fact that it's mission in your vomits rather than say super
But the Gemara's Hemshech is the Mitzvah Puravu. This mission is a continuation of the Mitzvah Puravu. So Lecheide, it seems, but the Halachan.
What did we say yesterday that this is two mitzvahs, one of the 2 days ago, one of them is Piri Rivia and the other one is what? Yishuvah
Oros. Meshavet
Zara.
Meshavet
Zara. So Lecheide, you still have that issue.
But that's not a Chiyuv. Meshavet Zara is only from Divrei Kabbalah. It's only from Tanakh. And that's what takes all over Shas ass. Every time Gemara wants to show how big, how important the mitzvah Puravu is, why bring a pasuk from Tanakh when you bring a pasuk from the Torah? So in a way, l'shevis yitzor, even though it's Tanakh, it sounds like it's much stronger. It's like not stam a mitzvah. This is what life is all about. This is what it's all, you know, and goyim have the inyan of loyal toyel as well. Okay, back to Gemara.
As for this man marrying at 9 years old, if it was so okay, then it would be done all over the place here too, not just the Middle East.
No, we said before that a cotton should not marry. We don't want cotton to marry. Even though we had yesterday Machlekes, when it says you should marry some of the Pirkun, is that talking about girls only or even boys? Remember we had the Tesis?
Are they just married?
We're not mature.
Fifteen
girls for sure. Girls? Yeah, even here in Adas, 15. Engaged. Come on. Says him on the right. Rashi. V'leim yitchok shishoy esim shonim v'leim nosach edim marim bayaz okar rovi yedeh shemachos atzmai hu lakam b'nafkolam da okar rovi akara. Freddy Gemara. So Avram Nami Okar, Avram also was an Okar. So what are you telling me, a Maisa? So how can you learn from Avram Avinu? He was an Okar, and therefore he didn't divorce. Maybe 5 years, 2 years. How do you know? How can you learn from Avram Avinu? That we need for Rabbi Chiyah. No, that pasuk we mentioned by Avram Avinu. You say that Avram Yitzchak was 60 years old. We don't need it not to learn 10 years or 20 years because he was an Okar. Why the Torah says 60 years old to teach you exactly to work out the cheshbonos of the years? Why is it counted the years? How long Yishmael lived? Which in Megillah Rashi had a long Rashi explaining all the years of Yaakov. And therefore, no, Rashi. Why 60 years old? You say it's not extra to him to lochi. Don't tame her. Don't say lochi. That 20 years you have to divorce. The Okar have it. Even Avram is an Okar. You learn from there. Because if not for the fact that 10, it says in the pasuk that 10 miketz esa shani. What do we need to know that after 10 years living as a Yisrael, he did marry in Hagar? Not to teach you halacha that after 10 years he must divorce your wife. So Avraham Avinu, we taka use it to learn from there. The fact is, okay, it's irrelevant because it doesn't matter. Why would the Torah say that? Must be teaching this din halacha. Din halacha. I Yitzchak. Why does it say it's been 20 years for something else? How old the years of Yaakov? How old he was when the Eivor? He's punished for 22 years not being with his parents, but he was not punished, which I never understood. But he was not punished for the 14 years he spent in shame of Eivor, because Talmud Torah is greater than Kibbutz Avim. To call Oisin Shonim for Yaakov Beis Eivor, and then she wasn't punished. Avinu Akar, Yitzchak himself is also an Akar. Shemar says, "Vayeta Yitzchak laHashem, he davened to the Eibushter leNoichach Ishtoi opposite his wife. Al Ishtoi leNema, not about his wife, el leNoichach opposite. They're both davening for each other. Melamet Shneim Akurim, they're both Akurim. Ihochi, if so, Vayeta Loi. Why does it say the Eibushter answered him as if he's only davening for one person, his wife? Vayeta leHemeboyle, lechay they both davened to the Eibushter because they both were Akarim." The Eibusha only heard his tefillahs, and he davened for both of them, but the Eibusha heard him because he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik, so he had the schus, not only of his own schus, but the schus of his father. So we learn from here that a tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater. Big machlek is a shayin, what about a shatz? A rosh and a rambam, not here, but in Seyter. What about a shlech tzibur? And a shlech. Should you dafke have and in halacha the one of Rambam paskin you should dafke have a tzaddik ben tzaddik davar amud and the marshal paskin you should dafke have about shuvah because it says by a shir tibur has to be somebody who has tzar who krechts the guy does not have a great life so he when he davens to the Eibishter he davens with a broken heart. Who you think davens a more broken heart, a tzaddik ben tzaddik who feels accomplished or a tzaddik ben rosha who is constantly struggling? So marshal holds tzaddik ben rosha about shuvah. And Mogen Rom holds the Sadim and Sadik. I'll try to pass on Mogen Rom. The Mechsida says, I see the Sadik, I'll see it to you. That Sadik also will all do Tshuva. So everyone's about Tshuva. Rashi. Rashi, Vetlam and Baile, Bishlami, Amit, Phil, Yitzchak, Al, Ishtar, his son, his wife, Hindus, Vetlam, only for him, Kamar, Shoy, Mizbal, he died for her, Vatali, Kish, and she became, she conceived. Eliam, Ralats, my name is Balam, his own, Kish, the Mashmash, name, I'd say, Kish, they were screaming each other, but yet, Lem, Baile, she sent them, she had done it, Phil, Lossi, Tadim, and Tadim, Lossi, Shoy, Tadim, and Tadim, and Vasos, Vicha, told the boy, Kosovo, he got the credit. Omar, Abitzchak, bin Mahaya, I was saying, Akuni, why were they both sterile? In fact, he was sterile, but she, as we'll soon see, was missing, she didn't even have a uterus. You know why the Eibushter makes tzaddis for Eden? Because the Eibushter enjoys hearing the davening of a tzaddik. Why is it like a rake? Sorry?
That's a cop-out. He could have made it so good for the Eden and then hear the
tzaddis
before he died.
Obviously, once it's tzaddve, you cry, you daven a little bit better. Why is it a tzaddik compared to Eter? That's true. That is true. Different Yates of holidays. Why is it like a rake? My etzah, just like a rake, my hapechat for mokum mokum, it turns over the tefillah from place to place. Kach tefillah and tzaddikim can accomplish the tefillah, my hapechas midoyse kosh baruch hu, his midas. My midas rak zonus le midas rachmanus. Omer Rabbi Ami Avram v'sara tumtumin hoya. Avram v'sara, not only were they sterile, they were tumtumin. They couldn't tell if they were male or female. It was completely covered over. Shenemar says, habitu el tzur, look at the rak. Where you came from, the makeves boy nikartem, and the hole in the boy that you were etched out of. Uksi, even it says habitu, and what's the pasuk talking about? Habitu Avram. Look at Avram, your father. El Sara tchoil alchem, and Sara who gave birth to you. Look, Rashi chutzavtem nasel lezachus. They formed on, they added on his male, his achrus.
How could he do bismillah if this is the case?
No, but then it came. There was at a
certain point. That's right. This is 99. Yeah.
What do you call it?
Well, 99, he already had. He was able to do a mila.
Okay. You already had your shmo. So obviously, you already had your shmo.
Yeah.
So when did he do this? Before he had. So he did this before he had your shmo, and she would have done it after, right before she had Yitzchak.
Feel what you're saying. When did he, was he mispalo on the Eibushter?
This Zachrus had to happen before Yishmo. How do I have Yishmo? So they didn't happen at the same time because Sarah was still didn't have any children still. And so she didn't lose her timtum until Malachim came to all about Yitzchak. So it didn't happen at the same time. Even if this Gemara, it sounds like it all happened at the same time. And the nest that happened to Avram happened for Yishmael's sake as well. If Avram naturally was a tumtum, and then he had Yishmael, so it was a nest to have Yishmael. Who needs Yishmael? He has to make this to Yishmael.
The Ramban on Torah doesn't accept all this because he goes into the whole Indian of, you know, what's the big nest with Sola and compare it to
Yechevet. Yechevet, Yechevet, Yechevet. The Ebenezer says it's Bob Meiser because
yeah,
of that.
Yeah,
no, that's what the Ramban is attacking the Ebenezer. Because Ebenezer says it's Bob Meiser that she was 127. Otherwise, why wouldn't the Torah not tell us such a big miracle? She was 90, just 127. Mm. How many 127 ladies, you know, give birth?
Someone was saying the problems for the Yidden all started because the Yidden always got to ask questions. It can't be Makabe. What happened? Because Baruch Hu tells Avraham, Kachma has been close. He says, which son? I have two. That's Yechidcha. They're both Yechidim. I should have to. I love them both. So he has to say, yes. Well, let's give any other shaylas. If you would have straight away taken a mess of your shop and your shmol, wouldn't have been a problem today.
Rashi. The cart and nasal and nakfus come on your cart. If you're my ain't love, inviting mother. Sorry, Imena Island is Haina. Sorry, the main there was an island and she didn't have the simani of a woman who can give birth. She never says, right? He saw her Akora, Ain Love Vlad. It's that she was not only was she Akora, she had no Vlad. I feel a base Vlad Ain Love. She wasn't capable of giving her, she had no uterus. Grash Ain Love Vlad, Kroy Seidu, Doxiv Akora, right? Omer of Yehuda, Breda of Shmuel Bashel, Mashmed Rav, Loishanu. When do we say that you wait 10 years? Ella Bedoidus or the Shainim in the days gone by? Sheshnai same or really the long lives. So 10 years was not such a long, you know, proportionally was not such a long time. Abel bedeiros achreinu sheshnai same. What we live only 70 years, so our lifespans are much shorter. Then shtei shalim machzik neshloish iburim. We allow 3 cycles, 10 months, 10 months, because 9 months for pregnancy and 1 month to be full pregnant because it's tummy and it's going to mikvah and all that. So 10 months times 3 is 30 months, which is 2.5 years. 2.5 years we allow. Otherwise, you divorce your wife. Rashi. Loishon the shoyes a shani shloishi burim chav zayin chadoshim lemei avlad 29 27 months for the give birth the chaydish the chali b'viber and 1 month for each cycle lemei tumah v'tara d'isha misah better summer levesta. A woman can give birth right before her vesta. Okay, the Gemara writes Omer Rav Nachman Shalosh Shanim 3 years kineged shalosh pekidus, because every Rosh Hashanah that's when you daven to Rebbe for children, that's when all the imoyes had kids, so therefore 3 years kineged shalosh pekidus. Rashi shalosh pekidus because Baruch Hu poiked the akodas, he remembers them lishmoyet philosopher Hashanah, he hears that tefillah Hashanah but goes to leim heroin, and that's when he decides to give them and let them conceive. So 3 Rosh Hashanahs have to go by. That's when the Sarah was remembered, conceived, and Rachel conceived, and Chanah conceived. Yeah, Omar Rabba says Rabba, lesnu lahaniknoli. We disagree with all of this. Well, you just said 3 years or 3 zmanim. We don't agree. Why? Mechdi masnisim man talking. Who organized all the Mishnais? Rebbe. But have been made David imayichani. Already in David's times, the years were reduced. It says yimei shana seinu behem shiv mishana, that a person only lives 70 years. So already David's time lives 70 years. So and Rebbe says 10 years. Is that right? That even today 70 years. Now, the yimei shana seinu behem mishana starts off tefillah Moshe. So why is it called been made David? Isn't time Moshe? What's the Gemara's kasha? So Taisa says here. Afagav the high krobit fil moishik siv mistame David omru. David said it shematzinu shechai kach because he takel lived 70 years. And moishesinu shechai yoser. So what does that mean? So even though it says tefillah moishe, it's only the first line of tefillah moishe, and the rest was David added on. Or what exactly does this mean over here? It's like we say in benching, we say in our nusach ka'amur pesach eshedercha masbir lachol erotzef. Moishe Rabbeinu is masakin it. He's saying ka'amur, like David Melchizedek saying tehillah to David. Ka'amur. The Alter Rebbe clearly says no. In Shulchan Aruch, clearly says no. Yeah. But still, it's still ad lashon ka'amur. So who wrote this, and who's the ka'amur? So it had to be written before David Melech's times. If it's written after David Melech, then why? Who's ka'amur? Just say. Listen.
David
Melech
said that, and then
so it's written after David Melech's times. They were benching till David Melech. What did they say? Nowhere does the Gemara say who. So who wrote it? Because Pashas, they started benching from Moshe Rabbeinu's times and onwards. If it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it, it was somebody else. So who made this nusach? In the Gemara, it says all the nuschayos, who made it? So who made benching?
Don't we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was taking Birchas Hazon?
Yeah, but it could be just one word. That's right. Yeah. So, but anyway, what does Taisa mean over here? What? I don't know what Taisa means over here exactly. So, what is Taisa saying here? Okay, back to the Gemara. That's what seems to be saying. So where does it go? Where does it start? Where does it end? And by the heading Tefillah Moshe Yisrael Kim, sounds like this whole capital is Moshe's Tefillah. I think Gemara. You're saying that what maybe it wasn't zeicher to build from here, so we tell the guy to marry somebody else. How do you know that it was that it's his fault? Maybe it was her fault. Maybe she wasn't zeicher. So therefore, why should he pay her out of ksuva? Paying out of ksuva means that it's his fault, and therefore maybe it's her fault. So bad enough that I paid for a wedding I supported for 10 years. I got to pay you out of alimony as well. It's more probable that it's his fault than her fault. Why? When it comes to her, even the mifkata pivotive attack, it's a big loss that she doesn't have any kids, but since she doesn't have the mitzvah pervu, if the Abishah wants to punish her, that's not how you punish her, by denying her a mitzvah. Another hand, he has a mitzvah pervu and he can't give birth, it's not he's being punished. Rashi. She doesn't really care. It's not really considered a punishment. Hard to understand. Not having children is a terrible thing. Whether it's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. So what do you mean? Because it's not a mitzvah, they're saying, what, the punishment is to deny people mitzvahs? Is that a punishment?
You see, often the woman desires motherhood more than a man.
It's a natural instinct for a mother.
But it's a funny thing that the mitzvah of poor is not on the woman.
That's the hardest thing to understand. You know, and the Rebbe explained in Sicha once, the two, we tell the two women, they're the ones who are responsible for chinuch, and they're the ones responsible for bringing children to the world, and both of them are not their mitzvah. The Rebbe explains, a mitzvah means that you're not naturally there and you got to go out of your way to do this. For them, that's their mitzvah. Not a mitzvah, it's not something you have to do. That's what a woman is. That's her composition is. And naturally, she's the one who is at home and takes care of the kids. And naturally, she's the one who wants to have children much more than a man does. So therefore, there's no point in making a mitzvah out of it, because a mitzvah means to connect. They're there.
Well, that's the feminist statement here. But yeah, you see, on the other hand, because based on that, if you have issues in full families about custody,
every bezin will give it to the woman as well. In a bezin, women more than men. Today, the same reason. Who will be better? Which will be better for the child? To have the love of a mother, or a.
I heard in Sakura they do, in divorce cases, they do, the child stays with the mother till 8 years old, especially a son, and then they go to the father.
They go to
yeshiva
anyway, then.
Not 8 years old, yeah.
Could be. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Okay, give writing about it. Says your mother, ain't it's not so. The Mishnah says that if 10 years go by, marry another woman. Why don't you marry another woman and have children? He said, what's the point of marrying another wife? Since it's my fault, if I would have been zeicher to have children, what would have happened the first one? What are you telling? What's Amisha saying? Marry another one. Because maybe with this woman, you won't be able to have children. But the woman you can, Mefedish, Rav Abba Bazavda says, what's the point of marrying a second one? I didn't have the first one, I won't have the second either. He was just pushing him away. He also became self-castrated or sterile. Rav Huna gave a shir, and he never went to the bathroom, and therefore he became sterile. In fact, Rav Gidl iakim epikir Rav Huna. So too Rav Gidl. So too Rav Chelba iakim epikir Rav Huna. So too, we had Rav Sheshes 2 days ago. And so too Rav Sheshes iakim epikir Rav Huna. When he wasn't a kind of Rav Huna, said, you know, he had a daughter, so why don't you have more children? Rav Achba Yaakov. Look at this. He had a sickness called Suskinta. They hung him up on the rafts, the rafters in the yeshiva of Rav. The nafik maker hutzah the yaka, and then this green thing came out of him, which therefore whatever that poison is that causes them to become sterile came out of him because it was suspended in the air and the weight of the gravity pulled it down. Is what? Some kind of sickness.
His flesh turns colors.
The Gemara finishes off. That Achaba Yaakov said, "Shisin Savei Havina." We were 60 elderly Talmidim. The Kulu Iakir Mepirkei de Rav Huna. Every one of us became sterile from the shear of Rav Huna. Lebar Ma'ano, except me. The kaima ben avshaye, because I fulfilled by myself the pasuk hachachma tichya baila. Those who are smart and intelligent will live. I mean, it's hard to understand. Abuna gave a shir, not one talmid said ever.
We cannot
be mekayim mitzvah puravu. You're talking about a mitzvah the toidir. It's not fun. You're not letting the mekayim mitzvah puravu. You're not going to say anything.
Is that the Tzadashava Benehem, that they were all his Talmidim? That's why they all became...
There's another Gemara we have in Ksuvah, Rav Huna, when he gave a shir, he had thousands of Talmidim. So these 60, Ahusava, these are not Stam Talmidim, Savi, these were like the Rav Shem Tov had 60, he had hundreds of thousands of Chassidim, but 60 Talmidim. The Mezitcha Magid had 60 Talmidim. So Hashem Melech had Shishman Geboidim. There's some Indian in Kabbalah that I have 60 when it comes to Talmidim.
Yes, it's not necessarily 60.
60 must be the Choshev. The Bashan says clearly he had 60. Yeah, I don't know the names of them all. And the musician Maggie said they had 60, the main ones, the main Talmidim.
Puna must have given long hearing.
Yes, it is. And nobody had the chutzpah. And so the I think Mashal said, somebody said the word is that, not that he didn't have to go to the bathroom, it was 2 days ago, that they were so engrossed in so geschmack, they were so engrossed in learning that they forgot to think about themselves. And that's why. It's hard to understand.
You got a mishpacha. You got your wife. Your wife says, "What's going on here?" You know.
And how long did it take? How many shiurim did they have to go to before they became sterile? Rashi. And who diagnosed it, by the way? Anyway.
That's what I'm saying. What was the connection?
Oh, no. Rashi. So skinter chayli ma'itzer hashten. It's a sickness that comes when you deprive yourself of the bathroom, vado nekem, and you become sterile. Green like a palm of a date palm. This is a very interesting Gemara. Let's go on to write it. Give she got divorced, she's allowed to marry a second time. So the Gemara, Shani Ian, she can marry a second time, and then if she got divorced. It seems she shouldn't marry a third time. Shlishi loy, Masisi Mani. Who holds that if she's divorced twice, you shouldn't marry her again? Rebbe, she's a serial divorcee, a divorced woman. Don't marry her. The time you learned. Is two times a chazaka, three times. What happens? Yamala, you circumcised the first child, the Mason died because he was a hemophiliac. Shani, the second one, the Mason died of hemophiliac. Couldn't clot. Shlishi, the third one, like Tima, Divarebi. Twice is very enough for comes to Sakana. Shlishi, the third one, Tama, Yishamala, Abadavi, like Tama. It's four times. Three times is a chazaka. We learned another Bible, said was the other way around. Rebbe says three, Shingle says two. So the Gemara said back, "Haimenayu achrenitza, whichever was the second brayza, that's the one we should follow." Toshma, let's come in here. Damer, Rav Chiya bar Abba Beichanan, Rav Chiya bar Abba Zayin Rav Yechanan, Ma'ise ba'arba achoyer. There's a story with these four sisters, Betzipoidi, and it's Tzipoidi. Shemola Rishoyin of a mace. The first sister circumcised her son, and the son died. Shniya, then the second sister circumcised her son, v'mace, and died as well. Shlishi, the third sister, went and circumcised her son, v'mace, and died. Revi is the fourth sister, bossed if Nebshim Gimel, Kem Shim Gimel, Rebbe's father, and said, "What should I do?" Amallah, he said to her, "Al tamayli, do not circumcise." So what is he from here? Shim Gimel is the one who says three times. So Rebbe must be the one who says two times. And this is Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan was very young at Rebbe's time. So if he remembered this story, he would have been very young. And it must be in the very last days of Shimon ben Gamaliel. And if it's the last days of Shimon ben Gamaliel, must be this is the last Braisa. The third one didn't ask. And the third one asked, he would maybe have stopped her as well. What was the point of Yechanan telling the story when everyone agrees that three times you have to stop? We learn a new din from here. Not only one mother and three sons is genetic in her own family, and therefore you're not allowed to have the mala, but even three sisters, and each one had their own son. It's in the genes. Hemophilia is something that, according to the Gemara, is carried by the gene with the mother, the X chromosome, and not the Y chromosome. I'm not sure what science says today about these things, but it comes from the mother, and therefore it's only on the mother's side. Now that you say achoyes mechaskes, now that you say that sisters also can carry chazaka, he's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. La yisa adam isha. When you check a family, you got to check for health as well. Do not marry into a family. Loim mishpachas nifchin, not from a family of epileptics. Loim mishpachas mitzayim, not from a family of leprosy or any sickness that is genetically caused. If there are three. Only three members of the family, but if two members of the family, we'll say it's ad hoc. But if it's three, it's random. But if it's three, we say it's genetic, and you should not marry into the family. And the machlek is an achrenim, what's considered family here? Is it only siblings? Is it uncles and cousins? How far do you go? Mayahave Allah, bottom line, what's this bottom line? Two or three times, what are you paskin? Kiyos Rav Yitzchak by Yosef Omar, Uv the Havde Kameh Rabbi Yechanan. There's once a story before Rabbi Yechanan, Chnishta the Moin in the city, in the Beit Knesset of Moin, Be Yom Kippur Yuchab Shabbos, with Yom Kippur and Shabbos, which you're not allowed to malo shle bezmane, only if it's bezmane. Vimolo Rishayin the Malo, the first child, Vimase, Shniya, obviously with triplets, Shliya, the second one, Vimase died, Shlish is Baal of us, or whatever, or maybe a different time. But the third one came before them, Amallah, he said there, Lechiyam. He wondered, can I mala my child on Yom Kippur? He said, yes. Omele Abaye, says Abaye, Chazi I see, the Keshorit Isura, the Sakanta, I see you a matir a sakoni, Hilcheret a sasafik, right? Two times already, two of them died. Yet you said, go ahead and mala. So you're paskining clear cut, that's the third, that three times. Plus, if it's even a suffix, then you know, and then it's like Milo Shloib is man, it wouldn't be Deuche Shabbos, and Yom Kippur is compounded by the fact that it's both. And you tell him, long heads, that I clear cut by you that what, that this is no suffix three times in Chazaka. Even though it's a question of Sakonis Nefashis, three times. Hey, Bazei, I can rely on it as well. Samachal Abaye, very sad story, Abaye relied on it. The Ozal, and he went, and Nozba, he married Lechoyma. He married this woman by the name of Choyma. We had before the Gemara that a woman adds a chayma, a wall of protection to that. He married a woman called chayma, Barta the Isa Bereid Rav Yitzchak, who was the daughter of Isa, the son of Yitzchak, Bereid Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Yehuda. And this woman was a serial killer. Two of her husbands died. The Nazba Rechava the Pumbedisa. First she was married to Rechava of Pumbedisa, Veshachiv, he died. Then Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Arachana married her, Veshachiv, this chayma, Ayana Wall, and she died. And then Venazba who? And Abaye married her, and what happened? Shachiv, and he passed away before his time. Even though we had another Gemara, Abaye and Rabba both came from Beis Eli, but Abaye lived a long time, but he still died prematurely.
All of these people are miyuchosim, and
things happen. Omar Rava says, Rava, I don't understand. What did Abaye do? Umiyika the Ovid uv the Benafshe? Well, he played games there. If there was a suffix against the curse of Foshes, why would Abaye go ahead and rely on this? What's the problem? He's relying on a testimony given by an Amoida. And this particular Amoida, Abaye used to say, I don't trust him. But yet he loved this woman so much, he decided to trust him and married her, and then he died.
Anybody else, what do you reckon about this story? What do you, what, you know, what's your shikul hadas?
Yeah. Kihai, but he used to say that Avin the Samcha, Rab Avin, I can trust when he says things in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Sumke, Yitzchak the red one, Lav Bas Samcha, don't trust him. Avin, why do I trust Avin? Because Yeshne Bechazara. Either he always chazes over to himself the Gemara that he learns, so he remembers exactly what Yechina says, and he's chaksumka ain't the chazaz not chazer over. Or because Oven is always hanging on Yechina's house, and Yechina sometimes would change his mind, Oven would know the latest update. But Yitzchak remembered what Yechina said, but he wasn't always there, so maybe Yechina changed his mind and he wouldn't know. But I can't understand that Abaye didn't trust him, but suddenly he comes to marrying a woman and he's putting his life in his danger, and he relied on him. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. One was Shaki. We called him Shaki, remember? But oi, and furthermore, Eimer the Pligi Linya Milo. First of all, maybe they're only arguing in the case of Bris Mila. Benesuyemi Pligi. Who says they argue when it comes to getting married? Machlek is a shiny. Benesuyemi Pligi means in the case of a Bris Mila, which is a Sakana, or, sorry, not Bris Mila. Benesuyemi means in the case of Katlonis, or also in a case of Grusha as well. If you're allowed to marry, if a woman, a serial divorcee, you're allowed to marry after two times or not. In, yes, but Tanya, we learned, they're arguing in the both. That's not a kasha. Nisa is l'edishin v'meis, l'sheni v'meis, l'shishi l'oitinase, divideh, but it was twice. L'shim v'loime, l'shlishi t'nase, l'vi l'oitinase. It's b'ishloime, gabi mila, by mila, ika, I can explain. By mila makes sense. Ika mishpacha derofidam, but those are hemophiliacs. The blood is very, very thin. It never clots. So if I can understand, it's genetic, and therefore, if it's a number of people, three or two, don't mal anymore because it's a sakana. The ika mishpacha dekamidam, those that have thicker blood, so therefore it does clot. So therefore, once you have three, there's a problem. She's like, they're a carrier of that gene, and therefore you can't mal them. El nesuyin my time. So three of her husbands died. So male of us. What does it do with you? Why can't you marry? Two reasons. Either Mayin Goydim, it's the relation, the intimate relations with her that causes people some kind of disease coming from within her, that transfers from her, AIDS or something, that passes on and kills off the husbands. Rav Ashi, no, Mazel Goydim. Not because they had actual relations, something about her Mazel that kills off her spouses. My benayu, what's a chilek? Ike benayu, the ears of a maid. What happened? They only got engaged and died. So there's no relation, no intimate relations. Do we say that she's a katlanis or not? Or, inami the nafu medikla of a maid. What happened? Wasn't a relation. He fell off an accident. By an accident also, they die or not. And we're machman halacha, we're mazal gedim. I saw a whole tshuva that to the Chagas Yaakov where one husband died in a car accident in Paris, and the other husband died in a plane accident flying over Paris. Is that considered like the same place or not? It wasn't a whole thing. She a dangerous woman. Let's just finish here. Okay, you know what? We're going to finish the Gemara tomorrow. Look, yeah.